she, you know, would call out to my grandmother, my grandfather, you know, to help her with certain things, but it was kind of hard to get him off the porch because, like I said, he spent lots of time there. Yeah. And, back in the day, you know, the houses didn't have air conditions in them and so mm-hmm. forth, so he sat on the porch, you know, to get the breeze and everything. Yeah. Yeah. But, not only on Sundays, but, you know, every day you could find him out there, and that's just where he sat. And when I grew up and went to college and would come back home, he would still be sitting on the porch. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's where you always saw him. Most of the time, you know, Lawless, it was too cold, you know, to go inside or something like that. Oh, yeah. And he even sat out there, you know, on cooler days, you know. But not cold, cold.
Yeah.
Because Cool and I often laugh whenever it was cold. They had it so hot in the house until you probably felt like you wanted to sit out on the porch. But, you know, they had those wooden heaters.
Yeah.
And, you know, they cut their wood and all that. And that's what they used for heating. Yeah. And it would be hot in that house. When you seem like to me, when you open the door, the heat would meet you in the face, you know. But yeah, but that's I mean, he spent lots and lots of days out on the porch. Even what happened was, as far as church,
mm-hmm.
he was a member of the Methodist Church.
Okay, so Grams.
And my grandmother and I, we were members at the Baptist Church. So, you know, when we would go to church or whatever, he got back before we did, he would be already dressed with his bib over halls on, sitting on the porch, waiting for us. And one reason why he was waiting for us is because he hadn't had dinner yet. And he would not eat until we got there and warmed the food and everything for him. So he was spoiled, too.